This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome back to The Bright Side, friends. Pharmacist Ben here. 844-236-6010 is our number. We want to hear from you how you're dealing with this coronavirus craziness. Latest statistics, 46,000 cases in the United States and 588 deaths. That's as of this morning. How are you dealing with the coronavirus? How are you dealing with the economic uncertainty of the coronavirus? And if you're interested in getting a little stability from an economic standpoint, you definitely want to check out the Longevity Business Opportunity. The Longevity Business Opportunity has always been an amazingly important and valuable opportunity for a lot of people, but even more so now. Working out of the home is going to be the new thing. That's going to be what people do now, is work out of the home, work remotely. Be a lot of interesting changes and a lot of interesting beneficial changes because of this, and the fact that there'll be less of us on the road and less of us commuting is going to be part of the new normal. And if you're interested in starting a longevity business, and I highly recommend that you at least look into it, call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Click on the Join the Team link. You can also, of course, purchase longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I'm telling you what, folks, if you're not sipping on Beyond Tangy Tangerine all day long during this craziness, you are missing a powerful, powerful immune-boosting strategy. There's lots of immune-boosting strategies. And that's what I'm going to be dedicating this program to. That's what I'm going to be dedicating my Moments of Truth to. And that's what I'm going to be dedicating my Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives to as well. Building the immune system, dealing with, helping the body deal with whatever may come. We don't know what's up around the corner. And getting yourself strong now is really important. Getting yourself nutritionally strong. You know, if we were nutritionally supplementing and we were taking care of our health in the first place, this thing wouldn't be anywhere near the problem that it is. We've created a perfect vector storm for the spread of the coronavirus. And this is how viruses work. Viruses work when they have a vector. Sick people are a vector. Obese people are a vector. Smokers are a vector. People on medication are a vector. I'm not saying that to beat anybody up. I'm not saying that to make anybody wrong. It's just the facts. So what we want to do is we want to de-vectorize ourselves. We want to not be vectors. And the way you do that is by taking care of your physical health as well as your emotional and mental and even spiritual health as well. And one of the best ways to take care of your physical health, there's lots of ways, but one of the best ways is to get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You'll find it at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. And you'll also find on our websites ways that you can develop yourself and get stronger emotionally and mentally, because that's really, I don't want to say it's more important, but it's certainly just as important, and it may be more important. SMEP, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. We want to be able to address whatever shows up in our lives on all levels. We have strength and power on all levels. We have physical strength, potentially. We have a physical immune system, potentially, that can take care of problems. We have emotional resilience. We have mental creativity. And make no mistake about it, this is a time to be thinking creatively. This is a time to be generating new ideas. The old ideas are not going to work here. And, you know, that's just how life, that's how evolution progresses. What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the butterfly calls freedom. Something along those lines. I don't remember the exact quote. But the point is that caterpillars go into a cocoon before they become a butterfly. And guess what happens in that cocoon? In that cocoon, acids and enzymes dissolve the poor little caterpillar. The poor little caterpillar becomes liquefied within the cocoon. In fact, within the cocoon, the cells that will become the butterfly are called imaginal cells, like imagination. Yes, imaginal cells. That's a scientific name for these cells that become the butterfly. So the caterpillar goes into the cocoon, gets dissolved, liquefied, pulverized. And what's that got to be like for the caterpillar? Well, maybe it's what's like what our culture is going through now. Feels like we're being dissolved. And we come out a butterfly. And that's what you want to maintain your attention on and maintain your perspective on, being a butterfly. How can we turn this thing into an opportunity to become butterflies with our imaginal cells, our cells of our imagination, our cells of our creativity? And, of course, spirituality is also important. Being connected spiritually. That's really, to me, this is a golden opportunity to turn inward, to become internally strong, to become internally poised, to connect with God or Jesus or Buddha or the divine force or the divine intelligence or the thread that runs through everything, whatever you want to call it. This is an opportunity for us to be tapped into that aspect that's always there, but we ignore. And we ignore it not just personally, we ignore it as a culture and as a society. You don't hear any of this stuff on MSNBC or CNN about how to be strong internally. And I hope nobody's really... Watch it a little bit, maybe. Watch local news if you're going to watch news. MSNBC isn't going to help you. Fox News isn't going to help you. That's just entertainment. That's just a way to keep yourself distracted. Fox News and CNN and the major news networks, you probably need local news to see what's going on locally. But you don't need a lot of it. You certainly don't need to know how many deaths there are and how many confirmed cases. And you notice that they're always talking about infections. Another 395,000 people infected. In the whole planet of 8 billion people, by the way. So, we got Ella Cressman coming up at the bottom of the hour. Ella Cressman is well-known in the aesthetics industry as a brand educator. She's a licensed esthetician. She's got a specialty in cannabidiol, CBD. We'll talk about CBD. I'm going to try and keep bringing up CBD. Because if you're dealing with any kind of anxiety issues or worry issues or stress issues, CBD may be very helpful. See, I personally believe we should be working on our inner cells. But to be medicated temporarily, if you really can't sleep or you're freaking out emotionally, CBD can be very helpful. Ella's got an expertise in skincare and CBD, so we'll talk a little bit about beauty and staying maintaining self-care is really important. I find myself sometimes I don't feel like shaving, I don't feel like changing my clothes, I wear sweats all day, I don't feel like dressing up. But that, it's really important that you maintain a sense of normalcy, a sense of ritual, and a sense of self-care during any kind of stressful time, especially now. So we'll talk to Ella Cressman at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. I want to hear what you guys have to say, and I want to hear how you're dealing, most especially. I want to hear if anybody's gotten the coronavirus out there. I actually don't know anybody who has the coronavirus, and I haven't really even heard of anybody who has the coronavirus, actually even secondhand or thirdhand. So if you've had the coronavirus, you know anything about it, love to hear what your thoughts are, and also love to hear how you're dealing. When I come back, I'm going to I'm going to read a little bit from one of my favorite inspirational authors, Pema Chodron, C-H-O-D-R-O-N, from her book, Living Beautifully. I have pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we'll take a commercial break. Be back right after this on The Bright Side.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time.
If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Please get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Please, 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 if you're not already doing it, get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It is an absolute must-have. It's about 50 or 60 bucks. I don't even know what it goes for these days, but something like 60 bucks or so. It's well worth it. Well worth it. You can check out all the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We also have news stories and blog posts, and I also have on criticalhealthnews.com. I got a lot of videos, actually. Did a video with Jonty, my friend Jonty, last week on how to deal with the coronavirus in more abstract kinds of ways. We also talked a little bit about nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Our moments of truth are up there. And our moments of truth are also up at on our Facebook page, which is The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. Encourage you to join us there. I'm going to do a Facebook Live hopefully this weekend. I've been meaning to. I haven't really had a chance to do that, but I'm going to be doing it. And you'll be notified if you follow us on our Facebook page. You'll be notified when we do those. And also our moments of truth are up. I've been spending a lot of time, obviously, on the coronavirus and on ways that you can deal with the coronavirus. Last few days I've been talking about meditation, which is incredibly valuable. And it doesn't have to be something weird and spiritual, but there's no better way to center the mind. You know, a lot of what we're dealing with here is the suffering that we're dealing with here is it's not about what's physically happening to us. It's a mental thing. A lot of the suffering, a lot of the anxiety, and a lot of the angst and worry that we deal with has nothing to do with us physically. It comes from our attachment to wanting things to be a certain way in a world where everything changes. Look at that. Just check that out. In a world where everything changes, we hate change. In a world where change is just the normal way things are, we resist change. Of course we're going to be screwed up in the head. Things change. Situations, culture, societies, people, there's death that occurs. Much of what we're dealing with here is the fear of death. All right? All you got to do is say, people are going to die. And that's what happens. Now, I'm not making light of this in any way, shape, or form, but death is inevitable. I was reading Thich Nhat Hanh, who's another great motivational these Buddhist monks, a lot of them, are motivational speakers. They don't call themselves motivational speakers, but they motivate us through times of disaster. So Thich Nhat Hanh, hopefully some of you guys have heard of him, he said, life is like getting on a boat and going out to sea only to have the boat sink, only to sink and drown. That's how life is. I didn't make it up. So our collective fear of death, our collective fear of suffering needs to be addressed. That could be a very, very valuable lesson. We suffer conceptually. We suffer mentally. We suffer based on ideas. It's funny that there's a virus. Interesting that there's a virus, a viral infection, because a virus is information. That's all a virus is a piece of information. Pieces of information can cause great disaster. A virus is like the first place life begins. It's not really life itself, but it becomes life by being blended with human life. A virus becomes alive, like Pinocchio becomes a boy, when it blends with human life. There's a blending. The information gets blended with us. And by the way, there are a lot of evolutionary biologists who believe that viruses can potentially have a beneficial effect on our evolution, or at least an evolutionary effect that makes us better. There are a lot of evolutionary biologists who believe in the viral theory of evolution. And by the way, when it comes to viruses, which, as I say, are just a piece of information, interestingly, in your body, you have a human virome. Just like you have a microbiome, just like you have a universe, biome means universe, a universe of microbes, of bacteria, and you have a mycobiome. You have a universe of fungus in your body. You also have a human virome. That is, you have a universe of viruses inside the body. And Some cause symptoms, and a lot of them don't. Most of them don't. And guess what else? There are things, there are viruses that are integrated into our genes already. They're part of our genome. And this virome and genome is constantly changing. Because everything changes. It's constantly evolving. And by the way, viruses, because they're so nothing, they're just a little piece of information, they are changing constantly. And what's more, every human being has a signature virome. In the future, when they can detect these things, they'll be able to see who people are based on their viromes. Just like they'll be able to do with the microbiome. And probably they'll do with the mycobiome. We are collective beings. Lesson here. Metaphor here. We are collective beings made up of many life forms. Where have you? What else do you know that is a collective being made up of many life forms? Everything. And the problem with how we take care of our world today is we don't recognize that we're all connected. That you can't, if you sneeze in China, you're going to get a cold in the United States. It's all connected. This all started off with one guy in Wuhan province in China. This all started with one guy. One person got this. And then it spread to where we're at today because everything is connected. And that is so important to recognize. We are all connected with each other. The Bible says we should love one another as we love ourselves, but it's been taken to mean a command or an order. That's not it. We love each other as we love ourselves because when you love somebody else, you're loving yourself because it's all one thing. And that's a perspective we all have to take. When we take the perspective that everything is connected, we are connected to every person, every dog, every cat, every cow, every tree, every blade of grass, it will change our paradigm. And that's the new paradigm. That should be the new paradigm. Now, we got to take a break here in a second, but I want to read this. I've been meaning to read this for a couple days. This is Pema Chodron. Her book is Living Beautifully, the Uncertainty, Living Beautifully with Uncertainty and Change. Good idea. So she talks about being with her 12-year-old son. She says, we were standing on a tiny platform on the prow of a large ship, kind of like Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet in the movie Titanic, and I started to describe to him my fear of heights. I told him I wasn't sure I could stay there, that I was having all sorts of physical sensations, and my legs were turning to mush. I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, "Mom, that's exactly what I feel." The difference is that he loved the feeling. All my nieces and nephews are bungee jumpers and spelunkers and enjoy adventures that I avoid at any cost just because I have an aversion to the same feeling that gives them a thrill. Meaning, point being, that we can interpret events any way we want to. But if we are passive about how we interpret events, we will interpret events the way other people want us to, and that is not a good thing. All right, we got Ella Cressman coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk CBD and CBD skincare. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Wall Street going a different direction today. Stocks are actually soaring amid discussions in the U.S. Senate on a $2 trillion stimulus package. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, it appears that the two sides are going to end up coming to an agreement so as to get that bill passed before the day is over. Meanwhile, that stimulus bill had been slammed by many Democrats who said that it carried too much money for big corporations and not enough for the average American worker. Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, disputed that, saying the bill takes care of everybody.
Help for workers and families and employers and healthcare providers.
It's official that Japan is now delaying the 2020 Olympic Games until next year as a result of the pandemic. They were to be held in Tokyo starting in July. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We also have news stories, blog posts, and videos on all our websites and the Youngevity products, which you can purchase, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And also, you might want to check out the Zinc FX. It's about 10 milligrams of zinc aspartate, which is one of the finer forms of zinc, in a lozenge form. And the zinc drips down your throat and interacts with and deactivates the, or helps the body deactivate, at least, the coronavirus. And by the way, the respiratory nature of the coronavirus is now showing up as something called anosmia. Anosmia is a condition that causes that's marked by the loss of smell or loss of the sense of smell or the sense of taste. And it turns out, not surprisingly, really, when you think about where the coronavirus works, that anosmia, losing your sense of smell or your sense of taste, may be a hidden symptom of the coronavirus, even if you have no other symptoms. So it might be a way to tell if you are infected with the coronavirus if you've noticed that you have lost your sense of smell. That may mean that you're dealing with a coronavirus infection. In any case, dealing with the immune system is the way that you want to take care of the situation with longevity products, with zinc, with vitamin C, with eating correctly, with breathing correctly, with meditating. There's so many ways that we can leverage our power, our built-in power. We are all built-in virus-fighting machines. We have dealt with viruses for millions of years since we've been around. And as we said before we went to break, there is a human virome made up of countless. There's no way to even count how many viruses. These things can't even be seen with a microscope. That's how tiny they are. Incredible, incredible things. I don't know what else you'd say. Just things. All right. I've known our next guest now for several years. She's an esthetician, and she's an expert in CBD, and she's a communicator, and she's a writer, and she's a teacher, and she's a brand expert, and she's an incredibly brilliant and beautiful woman. And we're going to talk about CBD and CBD skincare with my friend Ella Cressman. What's up, Ella?
Hey, Ben. Thank you. I'm super excited to join you. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to talk to you. You know, you're an esthetician, but you're so much more than an esthetician. And it's rare that there are some in the esthetician world, but I don't think I have never met anybody who has as broad a skill set as you in all the years I've been doing skincare. And so I was interested, but I wasn't shocked when I heard that you're now doing CBD and you're becoming a CBD expert. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how CBD works in the skincare world? And then I want to talk about how people can use CBD in terms of mental and emotional well-being. And then also, I want to talk a little bit about the idea of self-care, taking care of yourself in this crazy, chaotic time. In fact, why don't we start off there? Tell us from your perspective as an esthetician, what is the importance of taking care of yourself when things are all chaotic and crazy like they are today?
Well, I mean, it's multifaceted, actually. Our skin is our largest organ, but it's like the forgotten child. You know, everything else gets attention first. When we're stressed out, our bodies go to support the vital organs, and then our skin suffers. And so that's why stress causes dull skin, weakened skin, and, you know, just a lackluster complexion. But it's really something that we can do to help us feel better. So as far as the skin in these times, it's really easy to neglect. You know, we're knocked out of our normal schedules. We're not in our same cadence of life as we were 2-3 weeks ago. So it's easy just to let things go. But it's more than ever a time to maintain schedule and also pay attention to our first line of immune defense, which is our skin.
So is there a role for CBD in this?
Absolutely. I think CBD is an incredible agent for a lot of reasons. It's not just the efficacy of CBD, the ingredient, but for the stimulating of idea. And so CBD is the cousin to THC. THC has a bad rap, of course, the one that gets you high.
Why does that have a bad rap?
Well, the stigma associated that we're having to unravel all these years of misconception that THC is somehow a negative cannabinoid and that it's a gateway drug, marijuana, or that THC will make you dull, you know, all those things. So CBD came to the scene and says, hey, nope, I'm not going to get you intoxicated at all, but I'm going to help you. And so CBD, those three little letters were a door opener for a lot of people to open their mind to the thought of using cannabis, whether it was hemp or marijuana, in many ways in their life, whether it was topically or internally.
So, with that being said,
CBD is awesome in a lot of ways. It's not, however, a cure-all. And I think that's something important. As you're scrolling through Facebook and you see people posting different things about how CBD is going to conquer the coronavirus. That's not necessarily true. Earlier in your in the show, you mentioned that we are at risk, that our lifestyles have put us at risk for disease, or have the potential to put us at risk for disease. And if we look at the way we live, we are often living in a nutrient lacking lifestyle, in the way we eat and so on. So we have to supplement. Back hundreds and hundreds of years ago, I was in California a couple weeks ago for a client visit, and my Uber driver is from Nepal. And he was saying that cannabis grows freely there, or used to grow freely there. And when, you know, they used it just whenever they needed to, he said that their livestock, when their livestock would have stomach aches, they would feed them hemp. And so it was just something that was available. When we took that away as an option during different prohibitionary times, but especially the last 100 years, we have been neglecting our bodies or not allowing our bodies to have that supplemental support from nature. And so it's no wonder that we are seeing ourselves being off balance in a lot of different ways. Well, so the reintroduction of that into our lifestyle is imperative.
The key, I think what you said is really key, how we've thrown off balances. Like, nature has given us this thing that grows out of the earth, but we prefer to use drugs. Nature has given us nutrients in the soil and said, just farm consciously and the nutrients will regenerate themselves. You'll have them forever. But we eschew that for fertilizers, and then we do, we take nutritional supplements. And it's like we violate nature on all of these different, in all these different ways, and we're just kind of paying the price for it.
Yeah, completely.
Well, that's
and here we are. So what
here
do
we
do is supplement. And so that's why you see the introduction of CBD supplements. And then with that, there's a lot of veins. There's full spectrum, broad spectrum, isolate. There's all these different opportunities in there. And science is working quickly to catch up to understand under what conditions. There's CBD is the superstar right now, but at last count, there was over 115 different cannabinoids.
Yes, and they all have
CBD1, CBN, CBG. And so understanding not just how individually each of those work, but then how collectively they work and at what ratios do they work for what conditions or concerns. And so that is...
Ella, we got to take a break. Hang on to that thought. I want to talk about all the different forms of CBD, and then I want to talk about using CBD for psychological kinds of issues, worry, anxiety, that sort of thing. So hang on. We're talking to Ella Kressman, esthetician and founder of the HHP Collective. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Ella Cressman, esthetician, licensed esthetician, and founder of the HHP Collective, which I neglected to ask you about. This is your consulting business. You're doing CBD consulting, right?
I'm doing hemp cannabis consulting. And I can consult on either side, but it's a very unique industry in that it moves extremely quickly. Just in a lot of ways. And so I've been lucky enough to have been on the forefront and involved in different areas. And so I've been faced with a lot of startups with the challenges that are unique to this space.
That's
and how to overcome
stuff.
Them. Great and stuff. So there's everything from content to branding and messaging and education, which I think is paramount.
Love it, love it, love it. And so you actually made yourself, you actually got certifications in understanding the endocannabinoid system and cannabinoids for the professional and cannabis for the consumer. I mean, you've actually taken extra steps to educate yourself about CBD and how the consumers and the consumer world and the business world can benefit from it. That's really cool. So, and I'm not surprised that you did that. Now, before we went to break, you were talking about the different CBDs and or different cannabinoids, and I find that very, very fascinating because we focus on CBD, or sometimes people say broad spectrum, meaning all the various cannabinoids, which is, you know, I think that's always a good idea. But tell us about some of the specifics that you know of, some of these specific cannabinoids fractions, non-CBD fractions.
Well, I think one of the most exciting components of the hemp and cannabis industry is that it's very similar to the skincare industry in that we are constantly finding out or unveiling new things, new possibilities. And so with that, at one point it was thought that only isolate could be efficacious, and that's because that's the only molecule that there were studies on. Mm-hmm. And isolate means just one molecule, which mm-hmm. would be CBD. And then another a peer-reviewed paper came out and said, actually, it's the entourage effect. All of them together work a lot better, mm-hmm. which I don't – I do agree with that there is a different efficacy when you've got everybody working collectively. But to see what's happening now, that they've studied CBD in all these different applications, and now they're looking at other, they call them minor cannabinoids. We know about THC. THC is the, I call it the fun and
psychoactive
CBD, the function.
Yeah.
It's the well, they all have a psychoactive potential, but it's the intoxicating component.
THC, well, I don't like that word because there's tox in that word. You know, I don't necessarily know. People assume that you were stoned because you were toxic, but you couldn't. Now we know you're stoned for biochemical reasons. There's certain ratios and proportions of biochemicals are changed. So intoxication is more like a poison, like alcohol or opiates, perhaps, or you know, or prescription drugs. But I don't know if I would classify CBD is an intoxicant, although I can see,
THC.
Or I'm sorry, THC is an intoxicant, although I'm sure there are people out there who disagree. You know, it's considered a sacrament in many religions, like the Rastafarians, for example, consider it, you know, they smoke to find God. You don't drink to find God, typically, although I guess maybe a little wine might help people.
Oh my God. Sometimes I've had to pray to the porcelain god after drinking too much. But yeah, you're right. It's different. It's very different. I would say then the mind-altering component. But
yeah,
the argument is that CBD can alter your mind because of the anti-anxiolytic properties.
Mm-hmm.
That calming and that soothing.
Tell us about that. I want to talk about that, the calming and soothing effect that CBD has, or a soporific kind of like helps you fall asleep, kind of relaxing effect. Let's talk a little bit about that. Tell us what you know.
CBD communicates with a system in our body that we hadn't known about until the late 80s, early 90s. And that system is the endocannabinoid system. And it communicates with every other system in our body. Communicates with our central nervous system, peripheral nervous system, circulatory system, immune system, and so on. And the message that the endocannabinoid system sends is, let's get back in balance. What do you need? So if your central nervous system is out of balance, and especially right now, a lot of people's central nervous system or that feeling of panic, then at some point, if you're looking at it like a seesaw, one side's up and the other side's down. And so the endocannabinoid system triggers responses, sends messages to even out that seesaw. And that is initiated by the communication of endo, which our body produces, endocannabinoids, or the support of phytocannabinoids and CBD, THC, CBN, CBV, CBG are all those little communicators. And so when they send the message to the ECS, for short, endocannabinoid system, they'll have a different response. And so CBD in particular says, hey, calm down. Everything's going to be okay. It's like your mom or a warm glass of milk or anything else that you find soothing. It does that for your central nervous system. Calm down. And so that's why you're able to, it's not a sedative, but that's why you're able to fall asleep, because in today's culture, we're constantly moving and we're not stopping. And even when we lay down, we're checking our Facebook, but after we're turning out while the news is in the background. So CBD helps the central nervous system come back into balance, and therefore you're able to chill out and go to sleep.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you used milk as an example, because milk is a source of cannabinoids, no?
Breast milk, actually.
Well,
mothers
milk is breast milk.
Pass endocannabinoids to their children via breast milk in humans. So in the millions, all mammals pass endocannabinoids to their young that way.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's for different responses. It could induce immune boosting. It induces a suckling response, like a latch on, and also helps with hunger signaling.
Plus it chills the kid out. And right? Right? Because I'm not kidding. You look at the kid, babies, and they have, when they're nursing, don't they have a look on their face of like, now you could say that it's due to a lot of things, but I'm sure CBD plays a role in there as well. And that might be one of the reasons why we like milk so much. I'm sure there's a lot of reasons for that, but one of the reasons maybe is that calming kind of effect from the cannabinoids, the natural cannabinoids. I don't know if they've ever really done any studies on the cannabinoid content of various mammals' milks, but yeah, you're right.
That'd be interesting. They call it milk drunk when you have a child that's just nursed and is all goofy. They call it milk drunk.
But they do?
Could be from that endocannabinoid transfer. One of our endocannabinoids is anandamide, This is one that we produce ourselves, and that's named from the Sanskrit word for bliss.
That's right. That was the first one.
Well could be.
That was the first cannabinoid. And it's funny, you were saying how first one they discovered in the brain. That's what revolutionized this whole cannabinoid thing. You know, I learned about the endocannabinoid system in the 80s. We learned about it in pharmacy school. And I remember the first time I heard of it, I remember feeling like completely floored that the same stuff that you smoke is in your brain. It's in your body, naturally. You know, because I grew up in the 70s, and, you know, I partook in various things, as people do when they're young. And when I was in pharmacy school, I thought, well, that seems, why would that be? Why would your body make, you know, that was when I first heard about it. And since then, we've not only found out that the endocannabinoid system's there, but that it's incredibly fundamental. It's like the most basic neurological, neurochemical system there is in the body. The most fundamental, basic neurochemical system is the endocannabinoid system. And that's pretty
darn... It's in everybody's business.
That's exactly right. It affects everything. It affects every single thing, from blood pressure to immunity to skin health and bone health and anti-aging. And understanding how to leverage this thing is really important. And that's why I find it, like you were talking about the taboo and the prohibition, I find it not only ironic but dysfunctional that we would like not really take advantage of this powerful way of accessing our hacking into our biochemistry, natural, non-toxic way of hacking into our biochemistry. So thank you so much. I appreciate you really diving deep for others in this kind of stuff. I mean, you do it a lot. I know you do it with brands and you do it with ingredients, and you and I are going to do some stuff together. But that you did it with CBD is really, and this, especially in this, you know, time when we need to have as many tools at our disposal for dealing, that's really cool that you did that. And so you're no ordinary esthetician, Ella Cressman. And anything that you want to give out your website or anything for people to somehow get a hold of you if they want to?
Oh, thank you. Yes, you can reach me. And it's the HHP Collective, because it's more than just myself. As we are a collective conscious of humans, we're also a collective conscious of professionals.
Nice.
It's HHPCollective.com, at HHP Collective on Instagram and HHP Collective on Facebook.
All right, Ella, I'll talk to you very soon. Thanks for coming on The Bright Side.
Thanks,
appreciate
Ben.
It.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. Ella Cressman, licensed esthetician and founder of the HHP Collective CBD. She's quite the expert on CBD and CBD and skincare. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.